A sea of Islamists, secularists, conservatives, and liberals converged on Cairo's Tahrir Square, united in their demand that the military cede power in the coming months. They're fighting a proposal that would exempt the military from civilian oversight in the next constitution. The ruling Supreme Council of the Armed Forces, or SCAF, says the proposal is not binding, an argument protesters say they don't believe. Protester, businessman Ashraf Saif.
The military council is like a snake in dealing with the Egyptian nation. They have called for the document and we've discussed it for 2 weeks, and they refused us.
Many at the rally, called for by Islamists and one of the largest in months, also demanded a faster transition to civilian rule. Under the current plan, parliamentary elections will stretch into March, and a presidential vote could be as late as 2013. Islamic scholar Ayman Mohammed Hassan says the principles Egyptians fought for during their uprising earlier this year must be implemented now.
We should elect a civil president from the people, and we must end the rule of the army in the nearest time so the people can regain their dignity.
But while protesters are united against the military, their vision of the future differs sharply. Islamists largely kept a back seat during this year's uprising, but are now showing strength in campaigns around the country. Mahmoud al-Nahat is a supporter of the Salafist An-Nur Party.
We're a religious nation by nature, which loves people, loves freedom.
For the long-suppressed Islamist parties, the freedom to spread a fundamentalist faith is increasingly at odds with the freedoms envisioned by many during the popular uprising. Elizabeth Barrett, VOA News, Cairo.